June 6, 1979 interview with Mr. and Mrs. Elmo and Edna Cornett at Comer's Rock, Virginia on Elk Creek.
Interested in
how the ones on Elk Creek.
The ones on Elk Creek.
This is my cousin Scott.
And you are Cornett's?
No, we're Porter's.
Porter's.
Our third great grandmother was Lucy Cornett, and her father was William Cornett. Are you familiar with that family?
Well, yes. I think I know who, and their father was Lloyd Cornett. Have you gone back that far?
To William's father? Lucy.
Lucy.
Lucy was born in the 1820s.
Well, now, my husband's family is from the Lloyd Cornett.
Yeah.
That is as far back as we've been able to trace his line.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're all buried out here in this cemetery. Most of them now.
Yeah.
And Lloyd Cornett had... he had a bunch of children, but Lucy was one of them.
How far does Lloyd Cornett go back?
Well, let me see. Let me get my book because I can't remember all.
That dog wants to play. Go over there. Go over there, dog.
What do you want?
Get in. Get away.
If you think I care something about it, you can see it. Y'all have to excuse me. I've been in the garden.
Oh.
And I'm dirty.
The book Pioneer Settlers of Grayson County. Know that book?
Yes, I have read some in it. I do not have it. Now this is a picture of my husband's father. I mean his grandfather.
Yeah.
This was Stephen Cornett. And he was Lloyd Cornett's son.
Yeah.
And this is all this territory all around through here was belonged to Lloyd Cornett.
Yeah.
And he was Elmo, these are two Porter boys, and they're interested in the Cornett history.
Good Lord, I don't know.
They're probably some of your relatives.
All pine shoots.
Huh?
All of them pine shoots.
Okay.
Now, right here.
Good Lord.
This is Lloyd Cornett, and he married Anna Catron in 1833. And these are their children: Eli, George, Hazel Creed, John Kay, Weldon, Noah, Stephen, and the daughters were Phoebe Emmeline, Rosa E., and she married a porter.
Get away.
No, I'm telling you, that isn't right. She married a...
Get out.
Wait a minute, Martina. She married a shoe, I believe.
Get back.
And Polly married a Cornett. She married Monroe Cornett. And he's buried. They're both buried out here in the cemetery.
Yeah.
And then Lucy Lavena married a William Cornett.
Yeah, wasn't a fine
thing. And then Matilda Jane, she married a Boyer. Now, we don't know too much about Uncle Eli, only that he went to Wisconsin. And in an old deed I found, of course, yeah. I collect everything, you know, that I can find. It said he married L.A., but there wasn't many people knew anything about this marriage.
Hmm.
So, or whether he had children or not.
Where did this Cornett family live?
They lived right around in here. This is Stephen Cornett built, Stephen's Lloyd's son. He built this house. My grandfather built the house for him.
Yeah.
But Lloyd Cornett, we think maybe he might have come from Wisconsin, but I have written to different ones, you know, that are up on this genealogy, and they can't trace him back.
Huh.
They can't find out who his mother or father was. So
here's our Cornett family.
Oh, this William Cornett married
Kenny Sutherland.
Mm-hmm. Well, now this Junior Sutherland, you see, my mother was a Sutherland.
Yeah.
Now I have a lot of this too, but this William Cornett, this is a different one from this one, you see.
That'd be the line we're interested
now
in.
Now let me see. Well, now let me see where I have that.
His daughter Lucy H. Cornett married Andrew Porter, and they're our third great grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
They moved to Kentucky after the Civil War. This, it listed all this stuff in the that book I was Pioneer Settlers of Grayson County. It didn't have all the dates, but it listed the names.
Let me see. I've just got so much stuff. Now I have a sister. Now we got married. Olive.
There you go.
Is this the one?
Yeah, Levi Cornett Olive Hill. That's their oldest son.
Mm-hmm. Dudley had only married. Now I've just gotten bits and pieces, you know, or some of this. But now my sister has the most of anyone around here. She has more of this information than anybody that I know of. I mean, there's so many people write, you know, to her.
Yeah.
Now I lay out. Let's see. Now, do you have any of Francis Cornett that married Catherine Fulton?
Yeah, that's who.
Well,
that's
now
the third son.
Now this is Lucy H.
Married Andrew Porter. Yeah, that's our third great grandparents.
Mm-hmm. And Charlotte Cornett married William Rudy.
Yeah.
And then Reuben Cornett married Elizabeth Warwick. Now this is the son of James and Molly.
James and Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Who were they?
This Ruby is the son of James and Molly.
Oh, okay, James.
This may be a different
James
Reuben.
James is the father of William, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, I think.
Here's the lineage I have. Maybe you can tell me if it's correct. Right here's Lucy Cornett, William and Jenny Sutherland. Then I've got James Cornett and Molly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then her.
John and Elizabeth. John Sutherland, you see, he was. Yeah. These are my ancestors.
Yeah.
Now I have a book on my father.
Oh, do you? Is that Duke of Sutherland correct?
Yes.
Is he from Sutherland County, Scotland? Has anyone ever written over there?
Let me show you. I have a whole lot on the Sutherland. You see, my mother was a Sutherland.
Yeah.
Let me show you this right here. It goes way back. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me see.
That's it. Yeah.
Now, you see. Now, this is